So I'm making a Ramus Gin Fizz, which is a classic drink from New Orleans. And the tradition is that when you make a Ramus Gin Fizz, you pass it around to all the bartenders at the bar so everybody can shake.
Paul Calvert clearly enjoys telling the stories behind the drinks he makes. Knowing the history is one reason Paper Plane made Esquire's best bars in America. For the past 8 years, liquor historian David Wandrich has shouldered the responsibility of bending his elbow at bars all across the country for Esquire.
We've had this national project, you could almost call it, of recovering the lost art of mixing drinks and tending bar back to the standards it was and it held in the 19th century and the early 20th century. In some ways, they were just doing things better.
Wandrich agrees that a lot of the bars this year have a bit of a retro vibe. That's true of Paper Plane, with low light and wood paneling, surrounding just 5 black booths and a dozen or so bar stools. They serve food here, too. It's like a tiny New York steakhouse with a dash of Mad Men. To find the place, though, you have to go back even further in time. One entrance is in the very rear of the Victory Sandwich Bar. There are no direction signs. You have to find your way down a black hall, and then you see a black door. It's marked with a sign that says members and non-members only. The other entrance is in an alley. Calvert says the speakeasy nature of getting in wasn't on purpose, but it's worked to Paper Plane's advantage.
I think it has, and I think for a lot of folks, we hopefully feel very special.
Wandrich says that's another factor of Paper Plane's appeal.
I go to a lot of new cocktail bars. Many of them all kind of look alike and all act alike. Paper Plane, we really liked because it's simple, clean, elegant, understated. Paul and his crew there, they're hospitable, they're pleasant. At the same time, they make things properly.
So does that make Calvert and his comrades behind the bar, dare I say the word, mixologists?
Whatever. The thing about that word, mixologist, is it's actually been around for a very long time.
Oh, it goes way back. It goes back to the 1850s, because there was no other word in English for a bartender who has a specialty in the mixing part of the job. He'd rather be a bartender than a mixologist, but he is a mixologist.
Right now, this mixologist, or bar boss as he prefers, is making a drink he calls the Old Fourth Ward.
It's a Pierfron cognac, which is a really fantastic cognac, a slightly higher proof. It has a nice dry Amontillado sherry. Quina is like a gentian-based liqueur. So if you've ever had Campari or any of those kind of Italian bitters, it's like in that family. It has that sort of nice tannic, kind of lip-smacking, you know, kind of high notes, acidity, and it's just beautiful.
Their menu right now has drinks for all the neighborhoods of Atlanta, which is kind of cool.
Cool enough to merit Paper Plane a place in what Wandrich, a James Beard Award winner for his book on cocktails, calls the Cocktail Hall of Fame. But if you want to try a drink concocted in honor of the Old Fourth Ward or Little Five Points or East Atlanta Village, don't wait too long to get to Decatur. Calvert says he changes the cocktail menu every couple of months or so. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.